Greetings in the Lord. It is the 20th day of March in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to the Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Our call to repentance today comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. This is when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up on his throne. Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Dear brothers, we are a people who are utterly ruined. We are a people of unclean lips, and we live among a people of unclean lips. And we ought to follow the example of Isaiah and cry out to our King, to our Lord, and confess our sins and wickedness. We should not attempt to cover them or hide them before the face of the Almighty God who made the eye. He who made the eye, can he not see? But we ought to confess our sins with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. As we come before his throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Almighty God, we are unworthy to come into your presence because of our many sins. We do not deserve any grace or mercy from you if you dealt with us as we deserve. We have sinned against you, O Lord, and we have offended you. And yet, O Lord, as we acknowledge our sins and offenses, so also do we acknowledge you to be a merciful God, a loving and favorable Father to all who turn to you. And so we humbly ask you, for the sake of Christ your Son, to show mercy to us and forgive us all our offenses. Forgive the sins of our youth and the sins of our old age. By your Spirit, O God, take possession of our hearts so that not only the actions of our life, but also the words of our mouths and the smallest thought of our minds may be guided and governed by you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Dear brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that the last we may come to his eternal joy through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us sinners. Brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you are resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open the hearts and minds of all those who hear by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 62. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. For the choir director, according to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. Selah. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God, my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is yours, O Lord, for you recompense a man according to his work. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Brothers, be mindful that you know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from Numbers chapter 28, verse 16, through chapter 29, verse 40. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then on the 14th day of the first month shall be the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. You shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls and 1 ram and 7 male lambs, 1 year old, having them without defect. For their grain offering you shall offer fine flour mixed with oil. 1/10 of an ephah you shall offer for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall present these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall present daily, for 7 days, the food of the offering by fire, of a soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with its drink offering in addition to the continual burnt offering. On the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you present a new grain offering to the Lord in your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. You shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 rams, also 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the continual burnt offerings and its grain offering, you shall present them with their drink offerings. They shall be without defect. Now, in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall also have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It will be to you a day for blowing trumpets. You shall offer a burnt offering as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, 1 year old, without defect. Also their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Offer 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering of the new moon and its grain offering, and the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offerings according to their ordinance, for the soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Then, on the 10th day of this 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall humble yourselves. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a soothing aroma. One bull, one ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old, having them without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. Then, on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work, and you shall observe a feast to the Lord for 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 13 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs 1 year old, which are without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs, and 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. Then on the 2nd day, 12 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. Then on the 3rd day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. Then, on the 4th day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offering. Then on the 5th day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. Then, on the 6th day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offerings. Then on the 7th day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and their grain offerings and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offering. On the 8th day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no laborious work, but you shall present a burnt offering, an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old without defect, their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. And 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offerings, and its grain offering, and its drink offering. You shall present these to the Lord at your appointed times, beside your votive offerings and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your grain offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. Moses spoke to the sons of Israel in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moses. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the Apostle Paul gave thanks for those who receive the word of God, saying, "We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the words of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 30. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, men shall not live on bread alone." And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And he led him to Jerusalem, had him stand on the pinnacle of a temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips. And they were saying, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "No doubt you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Whatever we heard was done at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well." And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown. But I say to you, in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land, and yet Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." And all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things, and they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which the city had been built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went his way. This is the word of the Lord. And we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Dear brothers, let us pray as our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 22. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Brothers, quick exhortation regarding this verse, especially to my single brothers, this is an exhortation. As you look for a wife, know that a wife is a gift from the Lord. Be careful to look for a woman with discretion. I know we're often attracted to physical beauty, and you need to be physically attracted to who will be your wife. But you need to have a wife who has discretion, who will submit to her husband's leadership, who will be a godly woman. And that means you're going to need to practice discretion yourself. If a woman should have discretion, how much more her husband, the one who is to lead her? You need to have wisdom. You need to practice discretion in who you associate with, who you seek after. Many men have gone down the wrong path and have dreaded it. One of the things that you need to do is check how your potential spouse interacts with her father. That's quite a clue whether she will be a woman, a godly woman that you want to be with. Does she have discretion on Facebook? Is she always posting pictures of herself in such a way to draw attention to herself? Does she dress in such a way to draw attention to her sexuality? On the flip side, does she dress in such a way to always downplay her femininity? These are things you need to look for. Be careful. Don't get in bed with a pig. Now, brothers, let us pray the Lord would protect us and give us discretion. O God, the author of all good, I come to thee for the grace another day will require, for its duties and events. I step out into a wicked world. I carry about me, with me, an evil heart. I know that without thee I can do nothing, that everything which I shall be concerned, however harmless in itself, may prove an occasion of sin or folly, unless I am kept by thy power. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Preserve my understanding from subtlety of error, my affections from love of idols, my character from stain of vice, my profession from every form of evil. May I engage in nothing in which I cannot implore thy blessing, in which I cannot invite thy inspection. Prosper me in all lawful undertakings, or prepare me for disappointments. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or be poor and still and take thy name in vain. May every creature be made good to me by prayer and thy will. Teach me how to use the world and not abuse it, to improve my talents, to redeem my time, to walk in wisdom toward those without and in kindness to those within, to do good to all men, especially to my fellow Christians. And to thee be the glory. Amen. Now, we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you, and have charge over you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for